Welcome back to the weekly stand-up, your weekly remix of all things music, pop culture that we're following. It's your girl Mika.
And it's your boy Pal.
Ooh. Yes. A few seconds off there, but I think.
Yeah.
I should have done it from the very beginning of our recording.
It's okay.
So we're back with another reaction. If you're just tuning into our channel now, do stay tuned for all these like new performances, songs, artists that we listen to. If you've been tuning into our past videos, thanks for tuning in again. And make sure to leave a like on the video if you like this reaction, and subscribe as well if you want to stay tuned for more. And Mika, so when I edit this later, I'm gonna cut away right away to our laughter. It's like super super confusing. Like, why are they laughing? But yeah, we have been covering concerts. We covered a concert last episode, NCT Dream concert, to find out exactly what she was up to in that concert and just how wild her screams got. Make sure to check out our episode for the fan cams.
That was only the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, indeed. I think Mika deserves to gatekeep all those other precious memories.
Thank you.
In her own words, last episode, she doesn't know when she'll be able to get that kind of experience again. But yeah, we never know.
Yeah, exactly.
We never know.
Live every day like it's your last. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of concerts, we are going to react to Coachella, which featured a lot of artists that we've reacted to over the past episodes.
Yeah.
And so, yes. And I think Mika has also prepared some new artists as well that we can react to.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Woo-hoo. I've never really heard of these artists before. So
oh, really?
Excited to see their live performances that Mika has handpicked. So I'll pass it over to Mika to introduce our lineup, our remix for this episode.
Yeah, so I actually did not get to watch a lot of Coachella except for like two main acts that I really wanted to see. But thankfully, Coachella uploaded videos on YouTube. So we get to relive them together. So first on our list is a staple. The weekly stand-up.
Weekly stand-up.
Staple.
Yes.
Homeboy.
Probably the top five. Top three maybe.
Yeah. So this is extra special though. So we're watching Jackson Wang stage with Sierra. And when this happened, I lost it. Because in like grade school, in like first grade, I loved Sierra. Like, hit me with that 1-2 step, girl. I love that song so much. And yeah, like when this collab happened, I was like, bro, this is like out of this world. I didn't know this would ever happen in my life. And yeah, it was a great song and
like
a great
performance. This year is Mika's year for some reason. A lot of full circle moments for you.
Yeah.
Like, performance is like full circle with an artist you've been following since, or that you were a fan of as a kid, and then now an artist that you're
in childhood.
I didn't know that about Mika, so yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that I really like listen to 2000s R&B a lot, which is where the R&B soul, I guess, comes from. But yeah, so I was thoroughly surprised to see Jackson Wang collab with Sierra, and now we're going to react to their stage of Slow, which is their new single together. So let's go.
Let's go.
And you own it. I don't know nobody else. No way.
like Mika, I've listened to this song a few too many times already, so
yeah,
excuse the humming and the this is like a killer song for like a try not to sing challenge.
Exactly.
This is gonna wipe out everybody.
And stank face galore and like vibe all around.
I'm not even gonna put a count here for stank face because it's gonna be too much.
Let's go. This is like peak R&B, bro.
Yeah. no contest there.
This is so funny. Yeah.
Preach, Jack.
Thank you so much. You inspired me. You inspired everybody.
Yes.
On behalf of everybody.
Thanks, Jackson, for saying the things I wanted to say.
We want to thank you for who you are. Because
Sierra is such a good performer.
Thank you.
I mean, if that wasn't any indication.
I love you too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the what I need.
Oh, she was like, oh, she was speaking Chinese. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah.
Was she saying like "xiexie" a while ago?
Yeah, "xiexie," and then yeah, "what I need." Like that "what I," I was like, I kept laughing when that happened. Anyway, yeah, so that was "Slow." So next on our list is an artist I think I've never talked about before on this show.
And we like that stuff. We like new things.
Yeah, so this is Dominic Fike. I will let the song speak for itself.
Yeah.
I listen to him a lot. He's a good R&B artist too. Yeah, and weather controls your day, and people make up your mind, until you can't even tell. When someone gives you a sign, we make the ground our grave by laying it. We make our problems fade by facing them. We make the wind our wings by raising your arms at the top of the world. And blow all trials. Make them dance for it in the courthouse. Make a stand for it or it don't count. Be the landlord of the whole town. Just jump and hit the two-step and make the jury come up with two guesses. Okay.
Is this like a representative song of this, or song out of the?
I would say like
jukebox,
kinda like a mix, but not very. Like actually, I don't know. He has a very diverse like, range, I would say.
See, he likes that vocal effect.
Yeah.
The reverb.
But a lot of his songs are like R&B. Also like kind of rap. I think he's part Filipino.
R&B rap.
it just popped in my head. Okay, sorry. He was on that show. Euphoria.
Oh, was it? Oh,
Euphoria. You know that the drama Euphoria. He was there.
I know the show. I haven't seen it. Like as himself, or like?
He acted in it. I think if you listen to his album called What Could Possibly Go Wrong, there are a lot of like vibey songs there.
Yeah.
Like there's a song called Politics and Violence that I really like, and Chicken Tenders.
Very interesting titles.
Yes.
Dancing in the Courthouse, Chicken Tenders.
Yeah, and now we have I've listened to this girl so many times, but I always like forget how to really pronounce her name. I just call her like Benny. I think it's Benny. This is a very, very popular song. Yeah. This is a very popular song. In the height of COVID, this became super popular. It's
might be
like
familiar.
I remember seeing a comment like, it's this song is TikTok Dalgona Coffee.
Oh, I think I saw that comment when I took a look at when I loaded the video one time.
Yeah, so I really like her voice. She is very young. She has a lot of good songs as well, but this one is very iconic, so I thought that it deserves a listen. So here is Super Lonely by Benny featuring Gustav.
I mean, the title is very pandemic.
Yeah. She's from New Zealand. I think you will know it when you hear it.
Yeah.
Gen Z energy is so strong. Right?
And yeah, it's throwing water, throwing the water one away. Voice goes into that kind of like
now I'm in a bed of crying, think I'm slowly sinking, bubbles in my eyes now. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Now I'm in the set, who's trying to get a bag. the instrumentation is so interesting to me because it's my first time like hearing a live version of this. Like you can hear
oh, the. Oh, this wasn't originally. This isn't like.
It is, but like it sounds different. Like this. The drums are more pronounced, and then that's the. There, he's here. It's Gus Dapperton. I feel like this episode just exposed yet another side of things that I listened to.
The next episode of Mika's playlist.
A good crowd like screaming song.
Yeah. There's something about playing in the daytime.
Yeah. The band.
It's really like.
Yeah.
Really bigger acts. Bigger acts are like concerned for the nighttime, but
yeah. Yeah.
And it's like peak energy.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that like Frank Ocean but like Blink-182 was at Coachella, guys.
Yeah.
Yet another side of my music.
The videos of Blink-182 are on the Coachella channel,
yeah.
So.
Yes. Go check that out. But okay, this one is not on the Coachella channel, but I love this song so much.
have we reacted to this one?
I don't think we ever reacted to it, but there was a phase that I was so like LSS.
I think we may have talked about this song, if not.
Yeah, because I suffered from a great LSS like randomly to this song. So without further ado, here is DPR. With Martini Blue. Thank you to this person who gave a fan cam.
ALL51723.
I'm so sad I never got to see it live.
Did they do a concert in South
Africa? In the street, of course. Oh, I had a plan.
Can't have it all. You already got
Martini blue.
So fun to watch.
Yeah, man, it just never stops.
Yeah.
No pause. It's definitely like a hype.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it's like in the crowd.
Damn. I'm so happy they went on Coachella. Like, him and the BPR.
Is this their first Coachella, or?
I think it is. Like, I was so happy. Like, he also sang, obviously, DPR Ian also had his, like, set.
Yeah, DPR Ian was also
and,
there.
Like, Jackson came on just to say hi. Like, just to say hi. just to say it and hug him. And I was like, because my friend who watched DPR in KL, she was like, if DPR Ian and Jackson had a collab, that would be like magic. And I agree. Like, because their artistic vision is very strong. So yes, till the day that happens, I will take those crumbs.
That music video would definitely...
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, I mean, we're familiar with how DPR does their music videos.
Yeah.
That's how Jackson does his music video.
Yeah. The whole concept of Maito, wow. That's like, it's like Maito plus Magic Man.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
Anyway, waiting for the full circle moment after
throw
all.
Throw this into the, I don't know,
the
music
universe.
Gods or whatever.
Yeah. I believe. Oh, you know what? You know what was the crossover? The true crossover was like, okay, this is like, I'm going to call back to Mark Golden R. Mm. When the teaser came out, I told Quen, why is this giving Jackson Wang MV vibes? And then she was like, huh? Mm. And then I told my mom the same thing. I was like, this is going to be like Jackson Wang multiverse kind of like concept, but in a completely like Mark SM way. And then I saw in the comment section of like Golden R, somebody wrote like, this is like on the tier of Jackson Wang DVR music videos. And I was like, what did I say, guys? Mm.
I think we should welcome Mark to the music video Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Or just me.
Golden R was
crazy. Just kidding.
Golden R was pretty, yeah. No,
everything
those...
everywhere all at once.
Yeah, it's one of those music videos that you have to like stop and think.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Just like with DPR's music videos and Jackson's as well. Yeah. So
yeah.
Definitely a collab that we hope will come. But another collab that has already happened, another dream collab that has already happened.
Oh my god, yes. Yes.
Is what, Mika?
Is Jackson Wang and Sierra again, but this time with my favorite song. XG. Yes. Yeah. I love the song so much. Like,
I think because,
I know we reacted to Shooting Stars before. Shooting Star before.
Yeah.
But Left Right is really what got me. I was like, this is R&B personified. The swag was there.
I think whoever felt that was certainly, you know, like, I think it was really designed to bring those feelings.
Yeah, even the visual of the MV. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, the camera work, like MTV.
Yeah.
Yes. In space, MTV in space.
Yeah.
And if you want a reaction to that, check out our next episode and subscribe to our channel.
Yes.
But in the meantime, gonna
here is
leave you guys with the Left and Right remix.
Yes, let's go. See you in the next episode.
Bye,
bye,
guys. And
I put off the light, watch me ride. Blowing off the top, we getting hot. Backseat of the race, we just might pull over. XG, light a flame, you know it's over. Left, right, or forming, and you know I got a 6 feet of flooring. Fast lane, body fire like. Till you get right, get it one more.